Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. I just got to point out, somebody that works here, a very knowledgeable young woman who likes to troll us, just walked by the table out and said, and I believe she's a Niners fan.
Yes, she is.
She said, I'm taking out my 401k and I'm putting it all on Arizona.
She's a 49ers fan, isn't she?
Huge, I know she is, but Rhea, that was, now I'm nervous. Maybe she knows him. She works at a gambling establishment.
She trolls us every week.
No, that seemed over the top. Knowing her, she's very good at what she does. She's probably got a lot of money.
Yes.
Probably going to put it all on Arizona with the 5.5. Anyway, on the line. Maybe we'll have clarity on this Eagles game Sunday once we talk to the expert. And he is sponsored by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region. Go to PantherEast.com. And he is also part of the GM Shuffle podcast. He is the gridiron genius, the great. Mike Lombardi. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
We're awesome. Doing good, but Mike, we got a weird situation in this town right now because both of our teams are playing the Cardinals. Even though the Phillies, it's win or leave, Eagles are just 4-0, hoping to be 5-0. Which game do you think matters more to our city?
Oh, I think it's the Eagle game by far. I mean, look, the Eagles are building something special. I think the fans see it. I mean, they felt it this summer, and then the reality of the season has kind of played out the way the excitement has been. And, you know, when you have a Super Bowl contending team, I think that can override anything. And, look, let's face it. I mean, baseball once was America's favorite pastime. I don't think it is any longer. I know a lot of people still love it. But I don't think you can replace football. Look, people actually watched that game last night. Think about that, Angelo. I know you fell asleep, but people actually watched that bad game and coaching malpractice that was happening. So I think it's football.
Mike Lombardi. All right, Mike, I just speaking of what went on here last Sunday, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about. Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick in the draft. Did the elements get to him? What happened to him in Sunday's game?
It looked like it, Angelo, when you watch the tape, and you just didn't look like he had control of the football. You know, it's the hardest thing to do is I used to say this about Jared Goff, you know, when he played at the Rams, and anytime he played in cold weather, he had a table for two by the heater. He was, like, so uncomfortable. and you knew he wasn't going to play well in cold weather. And some guys, like Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't affect him, or Brady. But it's something you really have to take into account. I mean, last year, Tua played – he played in Nashville a game in December. It wasn't cold, but by the middle of the first quarter, it started to rain. And Tua couldn't control the football. He couldn't control it. And the Titans just rolled. And this is when Miami was on a huge win streak. And the Titans rolled the game. Weather does play a factor. Weather plays a factor in how you build your team because of where you're located. The players have to be able to prove it with the kicker who kicks. There's a lot of things that affect weather. And this kid, it was disappointing. He grew up in Georgia, you know, so he's really never had elements. Of course, he's had rain, but, you know, to me, it just didn't respond.
All right, but here's where he's a number one pick. He has all the talent you could ever hope. So right now, Mike, you have to make a decision right now as a guy who was an assessor of personnel. Would you rather have Hurts running your team or Lawrence?
Well, I think Lawrence is more talented, Angelo. Yeah. I think there's no doubt. I think he's more talented. I think he needs to be coached. I think one of the things, and this is a tribute to the Eagle organization and Nick Sirianni, is they have put Hurts in the system that he really functions well in. He's running Oklahoma's offense. Whereas if you put Trevor in that offense, he wouldn't be as well. Just like if you put Trevor in the offense in Jacksonville, if you put Hurts in that Jacksonville offense, he wouldn't be as well. See, football is a completely different sport than baseball. You can play third base for the Yankees and get traded to the Mets and play the night game. In football, you can't go from one team to the other and not carry the scheme with you. And people have to, you have to understand the schemes to really maximize the player's talent.
All right, so, Mike, you're saying that Hurts is running the Oklahoma offense. I know somebody else who's run that offense. It's the guy they're facing Sunday, Kyler Murray, right? Compare these two and tell me who you think has a bigger upside.
Well, I think it's Hurts. And I know people are going to be shocked by that, but Murray can't see. If you watch the first half of the Carolina game, Carolina rushed him perfectly. They pressured him inside. You have to pressure him inside, and your ends have to close down so he can't escape. The guy is averaging 5.9 yards per attempt down the field, and he doesn't run as much. Where he gets into really into where he becomes an effective player is when the play breaks down and it's a loose play, and he can become, you know, the road runner and just run around and throw the ball because he can throw it and he's fast. But when he has to play the position of just purely quarterback, it falls apart for him. And he's not big enough. Buddy Ryan had a great saying. He used to say, there's a place in football for the little man. It's just not in front of the big man. And that's Murray's problem. He can't run like Hurts can because Hurts is a big man.
Yeah.
And Murray's going to get hit if he runs all the time. So he's backed off the running the last 2 years. Angelo, they haven't scored a point in the first quarter all season in four games.
Yeah. They were saying to me here at the Borgata, Mike, that if you want a great bet, pick the Eagles in the first half, since they have 85 points in the second quarter. And the Eagles have been a great first-half team, and Arizona hasn't done a damn thing in the first half. I'm just wondering, though, how long did those trends continue? You have to worry about that, right? Maybe Arizona wakes up?
Well, I mean, but you have to look at the talent level. Look, they haven't played well at home.
Yeah.
I mean, they were soundly beaten by the Rams there. The score doesn't really indicate it. I mean, Kansas City went out there opening day and just – move the ball. Vance Joseph tried to play man-to-man against Kansas City, and he got beat. You're not going to be able to play man-to-man against Philly in this offense and really survive because Hurts runs. I mean, the guy is going to run the football. He's on pace to have over 200 carries, which would be by far the most of any quarterback in the National Football League. So if you don't take away the sixth offensive weapon in their offensive arsenal, you know, you've got the two receivers, you got the tight ends and two backs or three receivers, whatever you want. He's the sixth guy, but he's the most dangerous of the six. Now, Jacksonville did a good job of taking him away in the run game, but that, like we talked about last Friday, that gave Miles Sanders all those inside runs, and he made advantage, and he took advantage of them.
All right, now there's one other aspect before I get to your pick, Mike, and that is noise and the noise. And I can think the Eagles now are they're the toast of the National Football. Everybody loves them. They're number one in the power rankings. Oh, my God, what a team. But here's the thing. You saw this with Bill Belichick when you were with the Patriots. How did Bill tune all the noise out and just have him focus on the next game?
Well, I mean, that's really a hard thing to do. You basically have to make sure that there's nothing more that you talk about other than the game, the day, the next play, the next day, the next everything, and not get too far ahead and talk about all this other stuff and focus on that. And it comes from the head coach. It comes from the organization. You can't control what people say outside the building. You have to control what people say inside the building. And look, I thought last week's game, getting behind 14-0, gives them a little bit of, okay, we got to get this thing fixed. Let's turn it around. And the best thing you want is to win and not play your best, because now you get the players' attention. And I think that they're going out there. It'll be a very challenging game. It'll be a hard game for them because the Cardinals realize that they're going to step up their game in order to beat them. They're going to get everybody's best shot.
And I'm nervous about this rookie kicker the Eagles are using. Who do you think's going to win that game, Mike?
I think Philly should win the game. I just doubt Arizona has not played well all year, Angelo. I know they've won two games. Last week in Carolina, Carolina couldn't complete a pass. Baker Mayfield was not very good.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield's only had 16 completions per game so far this season, which is not good.
Right.
And so they couldn't – I mean, there was ample opportunity for throws and runs on that tape. They just didn't make it. You know, the Raiders were up 20-0 against them at the half. I don't think this is a very good team defensively. I think they will struggle to stop the run. I think the Eagles will win, and I think that young lady who's going to bet her 401k might be wrong.
Oh, wow. I'm going to tell her then, Mike. You might see her here. I know you work at the bar guide as well. Mike, he's got the Eagles in a win. He usually does. Mike, you're the best. Thank you, friend.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Mike Lombardi. Let me now go out right away to Eagles Shirley because I know she's excited and probably nervous. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family, friends, everybody. Hello, hello, Marcus.
Hey, Cheryl.
What means more to you, the Phillies this weekend or the Eagles?
So I thought about this question because you're asking everybody this question.
Thank you.
And since we're playing a wild card to try to extend our season as the Philadelphia Phillies, and we play Dallas next week, which is extremely more important. Every football game is important. But look what the Phillies is going up against. We don't have a quarterback controversy. We got a Philadelphia sports team controversy. So at the end of the day, you got to think about it. Don't you want to extend the Philadelphia Phillies season?
You're Eagles, Shirley. Do I have to call you Philly Shirley for this week?
But, Angelo, you know me. I ride or die for all my teams. I'm just saying, what makes more sense?
Shirley, well, here's what makes sense. If the Eagles are really going to do something special, they got to keep winning the way they did in 17. They got to be 9-1 after 10 games. They got a real shot here to be 6-0 at the bye.
What team would you rather for them to lose against?
Let me say it a different way. All right, here's a different way. The Phillies are not winning any championship this year. It's not even possible. It's not going to happen. All right? The Eagles, they could. So I go with the team that gives me the parade. I got the Eagles.
You're a snob when
it
comes to the Eagles.
It's not even that close.
It's what it is. It's what you are.
It's not that close to me. Football is better than baseball. The Eagles matter more than the Phillies. I'm with the fans. I am shocked that you're not. You let me down today, Shirley.
Listen, wait a minute. You don't know how much I defend you off air because so many fans that listen to WIP, Angelo, he's a turncoat. Now he's with the Hurts. And I tell him, I said, Angelo was always with Hurts. It's just a matter of his preference and timing. So I defend you so much. So listen to me what I'm telling you, Angelo. We love all our Philadelphia teams. But what I'm saying is, would I rather for the Eagles to win this week? I mean, lose this week or next week? That should be your question.
No,
your question
I don't want to lose any week. I will not concede a single game. Al, you with me on this, right, Marcus? You with me on this?
No.
You don't concede a game?
You don't concede it.
We don't concede
a
game at all. But we got the Philadelphia Phillies in a wild card trying to pass through the
All right, wait a minute. Cheryl, I have tickets. You could go either to the Phillies weekend in St. Louis or you could go to the game Sunday in Arizona. Answer that question because it's going to have a bearing on who I pick to win this game.
I'm going to the Eagles game.
Exactly. There we go. That's the point. I just got her out. I trapped her. I interrogated. I trapped you.
Listen, I wanted to give you what I felt, but I never gave you my final answer.
All right, what's your final answer, the Eagles?
Listen, I got to ride or die for my baby. Eagles, baby, come on now. What kind of question is that to ask me? I love you, Phillies, but at the end of the day, listen, we only see football once a week, and it's, 162 baseball games, and y'all drove us crazy to get into the wild card. I'm still fighting for y'all. I still need the fighting Phillies to win. Now, y'all have our support, but when it comes up against the Eagles, baby, y'all second. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Give it to me, Shirley. Give it to me.
Come on, baby. Let's get this win in Arizona. We need to beat Kyler Murray. Defense, you know what to do.
Give it to me now. I can't wait.
You got to give me a second. Let me build it up like how you build
it. I got to go to a break. Hurry up.
I got you, baby. A-G-L-E-S. Eagles all the way, baby. Let's get this win. I love you. God bless.
Love you, Sherilyn. That's why she's Eagle Sherilyn.
Mm-hmm.
And now you other Schmendricks here.
Schmendricks.
You're about to take one in the choppers. Because we're going to come back, and Ava's going to give us the read on what people think is a bigger deal. The Eagles against the Cardinals or the Phillies against the Cardinals. And then hopefully each of you will issue an apology to me. That's my hope. And don't be surprised if at some point soon you hear that song again. Because that song.
Can you warn me?
215. I can't believe it. Well, I got to say, I got so excited all day about this song. Well, I think that may be the worst thing I've ever heard. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 717. Yeah, let me tell you about Borgata. I'm right here. This is your time to experience everything awesome that Borgata has to offer. Luxurious hotel rooms, award-winning restaurants, exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment all steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa never stops. It's time for you to plan a getaway. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 scratch-it-rich promotion. Goes on now through October 31st. You can play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like Coach watches, JBL speakers, cash, free play, and more. And two lucky winners are going to get a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at grand prize drawing. The next drawing's on October 31st. For additional details, just go to theborgata.com.
Brought to you by Budweiser. Zach Wheeler against Jose Quintana in Game 1 of the Phillies-Cardinals Wild Card Playoff Series in St. Louis. First pitch, 2:07 p.m. live here on 94WIP. Eagles looking to remain unbeaten when they travel to Arizona for Sunday's kickoff, 4:25. Of concern, though, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Birds will be without kicker Jake Elliott. However, Arizona will also be without their kicker, Matt Prater. Enjoy all the Phillies playoff games with ice-cold Budweiser specials at the Garage in Fishtown with $5 16-ounce Bud cans. Go Phillies! NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Mostly sunny, a high of 75. It is currently 56. NovaCare Rehabilitation is your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
722. Al, can I do a what if here for a second? We got coming up in about 8 minutes. We're going to be talking to Ruben Amaro Jr. Ruben Amaro Jr. was the architect of the 2011 team.
Yep.
That was the finest team the Phillies have ever put on the field. They had 102 victories. And then even though Rio warned them not to face the Cardinals, they did not tamp
the
fun
of weekend. I wasn't the only one.
Rio was the first one. She said, whatever you do, lose a couple of these games in Atlanta. You don't want to face the Cardinals. They're very hot. They didn't listen. They got knocked out in five games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ruben Amaro, you think he ever settles back? And I'm going to ask him this. And says, what if we had had tanked the last series, which he has already indicated he would have been fine with, Al?
Right.
What if we had won the championship that year? How would that have changed Ruben Amaro's life? Would Ruben Amaro Jr. still be the general manager of the Phillies if they had won that championship in 11?
Yes.
He'd still be there.
Well, that's a long time.
That's 11 years later.
No, he would have been bored.
He would have been but he would have lasted longer, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He would have lasted longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Marcus, Ruben Amaro's life was changed by them losing that series.
Yeah, nobody's life was changed more than Ruben Amaro's.
Right?
When Ryan Howard blew out his
career. Oh, absolutely. Well, that part, too. And then Jim Salisbury said that was the end of the line. For both Ryan Howard and for Roy Halladay.
And some of the context is Ruben Amaro Jr. was the general manager because Mike Arbuckle wasn't.
Yeah.
Mike Arbuckle went to Kansas City where he helped them win a championship.
That's right. He was good, man.
Mike Arbuckle's the guy who drafted all those guys. Drafted all those guys that had that golden run.
All right. So anyway. I am the only honest voice on this show today, and I am stating that I would prefer the Eagles win than the Phillies. Let's see where the fans are. Here is a very emotional Ava Graham.
I don't cry when two elevators arrive at the same time, Al.
That's all right.
And, you know, just maybe I'm a little bit more sensitive. Brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. What is more important to you this weekend? 61% Phils win playoff series.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Marcus.
Angelo.
Marcus, you showed me the results of your poll. What happened?
I think we have a different demographic. You have a smart demographic. I have a dumbass demographic.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Sometimes I think people vote just against whatever I say.
That's a narcissistic way to look at life.
Very true. He's right about that. He's right about that. Oh, my God. I can't read it. Thank you. I got one other thing I got to run by Ruben Amaro. He became profane on Twitter. In fact, I'm calling Elon Musk later today, and I'm going to have him banned. All right? Because he said, listen to this. Oh, my God, what a jackass. For those who had doubts about Nola being a big game pitcher, kiss my ass.
He got over 200 replies. I learned this from John Johnson told me that, and he actually, which is never a good idea. I mean, I'm not on Twitter anymore, but he then began to reply to certain people.
He did.
It's never a good idea.
I wondered about his sobriety at that point.
You know, I'm going to ask him that. But I'll say this about Ruben, Al. I've worked with him for a while. He does have a shapely derriere.
Huh?
He has a nice
Are you puckering up?
No, I'm not.
What?
I am not puckering up.
It sounds like you're allured.
In all honesty, Al, that is one of his attributes.
Total package.
He is the total package. Barry's on the line. Hi, Barry.
Yeah, hi.
Are you excited about today at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, first off, I only care about the Phillies. I don't give a damn about the Eagles. Wow. The Eagles suck.
Wait a minute. They're 4-0.
Who are you a fan of?
I'm a fan of the Giants. I fucking hate the Eagles.
Please get that back at the station.
Jeez, God.
That was a Giants fan, and he used a horrible word.
I will say, true to Giants fan form, he used an expletive.
That was off, Al. Does he know you can't say that here?
No.
I apologize to the people listening.
Well,
Pat.
Giants fans just learning how to dial the phone.
Pat, I apologize. He should not have made that comment. I'm sorry you had to hear it.
Pat?
I'm surprised it didn't get bleeped.
It did.
It did get bleep. You don't get hear the bleep. If it didn't get bleep, we have all completed our careers. All right. Okay. Anyway, Pat, what, you have a Weasel for me better than LeGarrette Blount?
Well, I was going to go Weasel, but I'm going to go Winner.
Winner. All right. Who you got?
Aaron Nola.
Aaron Nobody Nola. Now, I considered that, but then I realized, am I going to ignore two home runs by Schwarber in the game that won, the, you know, to put it away
it
for them?
Did take a perfect game that, into the seventh.
Yeah, but that, Schwarber hit two home runs in the big moment.
And the new closer, Zach Eflin,
don't start
your favorite.
Yep. All right, you're fine. He closed it. There's too many people, Pat, to just give it to one. Rhea Hughes, is Nola the winner?
He was, Trey's not my winner,
right?
But I mean, you can't go wrong with him. He had a hell of a game.
All right. So, and by the way, Pat, what's his name? Ruben Amaro said you can kiss his ass. Thank you very much. He didn't win. So, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Am I my own narcissistic little moment here?
Yep.
When I read Ruben's tweet.
Yep.
I thought he was talking to me personally.
You did?
No one has been more critical.
You wrote this column yesterday.
I wrote like four columns about Aaron Nola not being an ace, not being a big game pitcher.
What?
I wrote one on August 30th.
All right, but wait a minute. I read your column.
Right.
I love your columns. Your columns are phenomenal. But could you wait until he pitches game two and see if you still want to say you were wrong about him?
No, because that was a huge game.
It was one game.
And it was,
if he tanks in game two, we're back to ripping
him. See, I lived through the 2007 Phillies, and there will be a sense of satisfaction all winter long if they get swept.
All right. Sean's up next. Ruben Amaro, any second. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. How are you?
You care more about the Phillies-Cardinals game than the Eagles-Cardinals. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are. I am a proud member of Team Schmedrick.
All right. Yep, you are one of the Schmedricks.
Right, I'm one of the Schmedricks.
Please don't look that up, Al. That word is not really perfect.
It just means nincompoop. I looked it up.
Right,
stupid person, nincompoop.
It's another term.
That was the sanitized definition.
I know. Exactly. There's an unsanitized one, too. But, Sean, what are you excited about today?
Oh, man, I got the whole day scheduled around 2:07 when that radio kicks on.
Wow.
I mean, I haven't had this in 11 years.
Yep.
So, you know, I love the Eagles, but they're going to be number two to the Phillies this week. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it's got to be. I am starving for Phillies playoff baseball. Let's get it on.
All right, so I just got to know. Jimmy Rollins wants revenge. Do you? 4-11?
Yes,
4-11. Oh. You still want revenge for that, right?
Oh, that's the main reason. Yeah, I want to take the Cardinals out and show them, hey, you know, you guys can take these two games and go home.
Sean, I need a winner or a weasel. Who you got?
Yeah, I got a weasel this week, and this guy is defines weasel. His name's Alex Taylor, and he was the fan who ran onto the field with the pink bomb during the Rams Niners game. Anyway, he got tackled.
We know what he did. Al, is that the weasel?
No, it's not, even though he sued.
I knew he was going to sue.
He sued. He got his ass kicked. Speaking of asses, Ruben Amaro's on now after telling people that did not like Nola they could kiss his. Ladies and gentlemen, our colleague here at WIP, the great Ruben Amaro Jr. Hi, Rube.
Speaking of asses, are you calling me an ass?
No, I want to know what prompted that vicious tweet. What was that about?
I just get upset when people don't really understand the player or know what he's about. And I've known Aaron Nola for a long time, and I know that he's one guy who doesn't get fazed really by any situation. And I was just glad that he was able to establish himself, especially at the end of this year and in that last game.
All right, Rube, I got to get to what Jimmy Rollins was saying yesterday on WIP. Because he's still angry about how 11 ended, and he would like some revenge in this series. You were the architect of that team. Do you seek revenge in this series?
I want them to win, and I picked them to win this series. I just get sick and tired of the St. Louis Cardinals. Enough.
Yeah.
I really hope that these guys are playing good baseball. It's going to take, you know, pretty clean baseball to do. My concern is their defense overall. and whether or not they're going to be able to play well enough and clean enough to win ball games.
Well, Rube, one of the things that I'm really curious about is that 11 team. You have told me many times, and you're right, that that was your best Phillies team of all those teams. You had a great staff. You had a great lineup. Everything was in place. Do you ever sit back and wonder how different your life would be if what happened should have happened and they had won in 11? Do you ever say to yourself, wow, I might still be the GM of the Phillies?
Sometimes I do, to be frank with you, yes. And I think the same thing when the 2019. Had we won that World Series, life would have been a little bit different probably. But I told my kids, you know, if they were going to like me for a little while, the fans, and I knew that at some point the cycle was going to go up. It did. I just wish I had had an opportunity to stay with it and do the whole rebuild. But I get it.
So when you're watching this series, you are thinking a little bit about 11 and saying it's time for some payback. Chris Carpenter is not there anymore. Unfortunately, Roy Halladay is no longer with us. He's saying, I still would like to get a little something back from baseball heaven.
Well, there's a couple of players there. Molina and Wainwright, I think, were on that club.
That's right.
I think there was one other guy. I can't remember who it was. But, I mean, I'm not seeking revenge. I just want the Phillies to win for the fan base. I'd like to have another playoff game back here in Philadelphia.
Yes.
All right. You're picking them, Rube. Why? I mean, the Cardinals were a better team in the regular season. Why are you picking the Phillies?
I just think that our starters match up better against their starters. I know Quintana pitched pretty well against us, and Michaelis did as well. I just feel like we have more dominant starting pitching. My concern is the defense when it comes down to it, and my other concern is the bullpen because we don't really have a lockdown closer. But I think that Zach Eflin's going to end up having to step up, and hopefully he can.
All right, but I brought that up a little while ago. I'm nervous about that because he hasn't done it very much. Rube, would you endorse that? If you were still running the team and the manager said, I think I'm going with Eflin, would you try to talk him into Dominguez or Robertson or one of the other guys?
I like Eflin because he's got no fear and he throws strikes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You know, the other guys, you just haven't been, they have not, their command has not been great. They got better stuff, and I know everybody likes to strike out, but you can't strike a guy out if you're walking him.
Right. Can you just help me with one thing? Albert Pujols is there, right, Rube? He went nuts the last month, got over 700 home run. Explain how you can do that at 42.
I think a couple of things happened. Obviously, he had a lot of emotion about wanting to come back and play there. And I think that plays into it with guys who are a little older. I think also that he got healthy. His lower half, ankles, knees, all types of stuff were not very good when he was in Los Angeles. And he just could not get his body to react. And I think it's pretty clear that he is, you know, that he is healthier, especially in his lower half. He's not in great shape, but he still has good hand speed. And he also, now his lower half is working. And I think in a lot of ways, that was one of the reasons why Ryan Howard struggled at the end of his career is because of that Achilles situation and his knees. And it never bounced back, and that's why he couldn't get himself, you know, his lower half underneath him. And that's a critical part of being a power hitter is your lower half.
Well, Rube, that leads to one of the last things I want to ask you. Jim Salisbury said today that 11, that final game, was certainly the end of the peak performance of Ryan Howard and also Roy Halladay, that he put so much into that game. He never was quite the same. Rollins said he knew after it was over that the run was over. Did you see it that way?
Well, obviously I didn't because they ended up signing Papelbon. My feeling was that Ryan would be back. You know. So had I thought it was over, I wouldn't have signed the dude. No, I thought he would be back. I did not think that Chase was going to continue to have his issues. You know, we ended up, you know, getting unhealthy fast, and Ryan Howard was slated to come back a lot earlier than we thought. Then he got an infection in his calf, and all hell broke loose for us.
Yeah. You know what? Hopefully we start to get a little revenge. Rube, you're picking the Phillies in two or in three?
I'm going to say three. And I'm hoping that somehow we get the ball to roll the right way in that third game, because anything can happen. It's a crapshoot.
All right. Ruben Amaro, for your sake, we know you better now. And would you like to take back what you said to the fans that didn't trust Nola to kiss your ass? You don't. You didn't mean that, right, Rube?
No, they can still all kiss my ass.
By the way, Rube, this is Marcus. By the way, he was complimenting your derriere. He was not criticizing.
I said, no, you have a very shapely rear end. You know that, Rube.
Well, I used to. Not anymore. My hamstrings have eaten it up.
All right. That's more information than we needed. Rube, we love you, man. Good luck. Thanks, pal. Ruben Amaro Jr. Everybody's life changes in moments like what happened in 11.
So you know who the third guy he couldn't remember was?
Who?
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking later. That's why I came back and asked him.
Do you know he told The Athletic yesterday in a story that he was going to retire in June?
Yeah, I saw that.
He was really struggling, had like only three homers, and then went nuts.
And some reckless media people have suggested he might have taken an enhancement to be able to get to 700.
Who was that, you?
Not me.
Oh.
I asked it in a way that did not indicate.
Where did you see that other than your brain?
215. It's just look up Pujols steroids. It'll come up.
So
215-592. I got to go to break.
Okay.
WIP Sports Time 7:30.
Oh my God! Let's talk about my friends at Window Nation. Forecasters are predicting a colder and snowy winter, and winter is coming up fast. Are you prepared? Have your old windows lost their integrity? Are they drafty, hard to operate, or single pane and inefficient? The experts at Window Nation can help you prepare your home to defend against the cold weather with incredible savings. Right now, get two windows free for every two you buy and pay nothing until 2025. Imagine how much that 0% financing can save you. No payments till 2025. Add to that thousands more in energy savings over time. Leaves may be falling, but energy costs sure won't be anytime soon. With expert installment from Window Nation, you'll join over 150,000 smart homeowners who have Window Nation windows protecting their home, including me. Start saving with one call to 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get two free windows for every two you buy. That's buy two, get two free with no limit. Plus, pay nothing till 2025. Now's the time to winterize your home with this great offer before it leaves and rake in the savings. Call Window Nation now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back here at the Borgata on a Baseball and Football Friday. Coming up at the top of the hour, the legend himself, Hall of Famer Dick Vermeil, to break down the Eagles game and talk about his greatest success did not happen here.
No.
It happened in St. Louis.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's right.
So wouldn't you love to know if he thinks that's a better sports town than this one. Because I don't think he does.
Nobody does.
And I'm hoping he'll keep that going. So we got him at the top of the hour. And right now, Al, I know what you're thinking. Yeah. By the way, this has not been a good week for Kyler Murray on this show. Because we had on the former sports, he was a program director at the Arizona Sports Station, our program director, Rod Lake.
Right.
And he said there's no-brainer that Hurts is better than Murray because Hurts is a much better leader.
Yes.
Then you heard Bill, you just heard Mike Lombardi basically say the only kind of game Murray wants to play is street ball.
Right.
He just wants to, you know, go to the sewer cap and turn left.
Throw it.
The minute he has to work with it is structure, he doesn't play as well.
Jordan Reed from ESPN, I heard this via Jim McKemski, tweeted, Kyler Murray runs like a toddler who just stole his parents' phone.
He's taking a lot of heat, Al, even though the team is 2-2. They're not terrible right now, right?
Right, yeah.
Enter LeSean McCoy.
Oh, God.
Now, Al, McCoy took time away from plotting his next attack on off-duty police officers.
We got McCoy and Blunt.
Yeah.
We got
McCoy. And McCoy, Al, was asked on a podcast this week. He is now retired from football.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think he's living off his riches. I don't think he is otherwise employed. He's not a coach.
Right.
And he was talking about Kyler Murray. And he also, Al, is not that impressed. Listen.
Kyler Murray?
Trash.
Wow.
I'm overhyped. Overrated. Trash? He played like a high school player. Runs around.
I think he's overhyped.
Runs backwards. He does a circle, the ballerina circle, then goes left, goes right, turns all the way around again, then looks for a wide receiver. He's trash. It's really embarrassing, to be honest. Like, who's coaching this kid? Now, when they say, we want to sign you a big contract for $100 million, but you got to watch certain film. Now that makes sense. I see why. Because he ain't reading no coverages. When a quarterback, look, to all you listeners out there, when a quarterback is running around like that all day, all night, all game, that's because he's not reading any coverages.
Wow.
Marcus Hayes, could you please respond to LeSean McCoy? I'm sure you interviewed him many, many times when he was with the Eagles.
LeSean and I had lots of run-ins, actually.
Oh, you did?
Uh-oh. Yeah. But yeah? I will say, like every person, Ted Williams or Deuce Staley touch, LeSean McCoy understands football, the concepts,
yeah,
the blocking schemes, and what the quarterback is supposed to do. Because if you're the running back in a complex Andy Reid offense, you're the outlet, you're the chipper, you have to know where everybody is on time. And he's right. Kyler Murray, no quarterback, I don't think I've ever heard of a quarterback who had like mandatory study time inserted into his contract extension.
Wow. Interesting stuff. Let's go to Anne Marie. Anne Marie, are you excited about 2 o'clock today?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What are you going to do? Are you watching the game? Are you going to play hooky for work? What are you doing?
I'm at work now. I can't play hooky. I work for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, so I can't play hooky, but I'm going to be checking it on my phone or listening if I can.
All right, but this is what concerns me, Anne Marie, or you're speaking for your employer. I feel you'll be less productive from 2 to 5 this afternoon. Is that accurate?
Well, no, because I actually have to test patients, children, so I'll be as productive as ever, and I'll shut my phone off on doing that.
It just seems like you might be a bit distracted. That's all I'm saying.
I will be a bit distracted, and I'm rooting for the Phillies so badly because it's been 11 years.
Yeah, and are you like Jimmy Rollins? He like a little revenge for 2011?
Oh, yeah, and I was listening to him yesterday, and he was great. I was listening to him on the radio. Yeah, I would love to. If we only go this far, but we win this series, I would be happy. So
that sounds awesome. I love the way you're looking at this. Emery, do you have a winner or a weasel?
You know what? I have to go with Kyle Schwarber. I think he has led the team all summer. And when he leads off, he gets everybody going, hitting that home run. And then he hit two. I really think without him, we would not have clinched that day.
All right, Rhea Hughes, Kyle Schwarber, winner of the week.
Excellent choice, not my winner.
Not your winner. Yeah. All right, I want to add a little ingredient here because I was really charmed by this sequence. Al, when Rob Thompson took over the team, the Phillies were 22-29.
Heading nowhere.
And he got them in the playoffs.
Yep.
And he was asked yesterday if there was any reaction from the horrible manager that he replaced. his good friend Joe Girardi. Here's what he said.
He texted me the night we clinched, and it was really nice. And, yeah, I have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, and Joe Girardi, Al, has made it clear he would like to screw up an additional team. He has added his name to the manager sweepstake.
Oh,
he
where?
Would like to be considered. Everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
He has, well, he's not exactly going to be choosy after the way he shipwrecked this team.
No, I wouldn't right? think.
Zach Wheeler, Al, was talking about the change in the team when Girardi left and when Thompson came in. Now, he tries to disclaim it, but you can't. Here's what he said changed when Thompson took over.
He's not so robotical, I guess you could say, is the first thing that kind of sticks out to me. I'm not saying that anybody else that we had was or anything like that. I'm just saying he's a person, and you can have a conversation with a guy, and everybody respects him for, you know, what he's done on the field throughout his career. And, you know, he's a special guy. He cares about us. He is there every single day, way earlier than we are, preparing for that day and days, you know, ahead. So,
all right.
That was a mid-sentence edit.
This is a weird thing that just happened. So he said, not that it applies to anybody. And Marcus burst out laughing. All right. If you were conducting that interview and he said that,
right,
would you be able to suppress what you did on the air right now?
I would have probably just rolled my eyes.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's not as robotical
right.
as who? Like C-3PO?
Yeah.
I mean, no, there's only one other person to
Joe
compare
Girardi.
To.
And there's more, Al, than he talked about acting calmly.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
I think him being in charge with his calm demeanor has helped a lot of the young guys. You know, they aren't so nervous when they're out there playing. Maybe it helps them relax a little bit more. You know, enough where they need to can just go out there and just play. They don't have to worry about getting benched or this or that, you know.
And again,
oh, wow.
That is no reaction or reflection at all on Joe Girardi.
Except he compared him by saying so.
Yes, yes.
He's not as robotic. He's not so,
I mean, just say it. Say yeah. Girardi sucked. We're thrilled he's gone. Mm-hmm. We're in the playoffs.
Well, he might have to play for Girardi again at some point.
Maybe. Bob's up from Bucks County. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, everybody? Happy Friday.
What's more important to you, the Phillies or the Eagles this weekend, Bob?
Oh, come on, Angelo. You got to be kidding me. The Phillies, or you got to be kidding me. Of course the Phillies. They got to win this. They got to continue in the playoffs. I mean, my gosh, it's going to be totally fine if the Eagles are 4-1 heading into the next game. No problem at all.
Not
but if the
me.
Phillies lose. If the Phillies lose, the season's over. You got to be kidding me, Angelo.
All right, hold on a minute. I don't think you're gauging what a loss to Arizona would mean to the Eagles. Do you understand football experts are telling us Arizona sucks?
Mm-hmm.
Ross Tucker was on this show and said they stink. When you do that, Bob, you want to lose at 4-0 when you're the talk of the league to a bad team?
Come on, just because I'm saying the Phillies are a little bit more important this weekend, it doesn't mean I want to lose. Come on, Angelo. Of course I want the Eagles to be 5-0. But
you only get one or the other. You're not getting both. You want the Phillies to move on, or do you want the Eagles to be 5-0? That's the question.
I want the Phillies to move on, and I want the Eagles to be 5-0. But if they can't be 5-0, 4-1 is just fine going into the next game.
You're not a perfectionist. I am. Bob, who's your winner or weasel? Who you got?
Oh, my gosh. I missed a little bit of the show. I hope nobody said this. 134 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 yards per carry, and the most important is no fumbles, Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders, Rhea, winner of the week.
Very good. Not my winner of the week.
Not her
but
winner.
You know what? I'm sorry to say I forgot about it.
I understand why I could not pick an Eagle. If the Phillies have waited 11 years to make the playoffs,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they do it this week, how trivial would they have to be that I would pick a team that won its fourth game? I couldn't
know.
Do it. It was not even a consideration.
So is the question, one team has to lose?
Yes.
Okay.
One has to lose and one
clear.
Has to win.
I don't think that's
you
clear.
You can't have both.
I understand what you're saying.
No, everybody wants both. That's great, of course.
Right.
You can only have Phillies move on, they win this series, yeah, or Eagles beat the Cardinals and go to 5-0.
I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I didn't understand that part.
All right, now that you do, where do you sit?
Oh, certainly the Phillies.
Well, then it's no
bad. I want to cover a home baseball series. It's been 11
years.
Yeah,
we all want one.
215-592 coming up in the next few minutes. Our leader, Jason from the Dirty 30, speaks, Al. He will be speaking. Many other fine callers will be out to try to win Winners and Weasels. And when we return, the legend, Hall of Famer, Dick Vermeil is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.